Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Adani Total Gas Limited Q3 and 9 months FY 2023 earnings conference call hosted by Ventura Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Tushar from Ventura Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Ventura Securities Limited, I welcome you all to Adani Total Gas Limited's Q3 and 9 months FY 2023 earnings conference call. The company is today represented by Mr. Suresh P. Manglani, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Parag Parekh, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Priyansh Shah, Investor Relations. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Manglani for his opening remarks, post which we can start the questions and answer session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Tushar. Good evening, everyone. Let me extend a hearty welcome to all our investors, analysts, funds for taking out their time and participating in today's call on 9 months and Q3 FY 2023 results of Adani Total Gas. As you all know, at ATGL, we adhere to the highest safety standards, and safety is a precondition to work. We inculcate a very strong safety culture at ATGL, which helps us to build safe and reliable CGD network across India. With this continued efforts, we are able to maintain zero fatality rate at ATGL. The board of directors met today and approved the 9 months, April to December, and Q3, October to December 2022, FY 2023 results. Let me first give you the highlights on infrastructure front. As I have been stating in previous calls, that it has been our strategy to accelerate the laying of steel pipeline and setting up of CNG station. I'm very happy to inform you all that as on December 31, 2022, ATGL has achieved 10,500 inch kilometer steel pipeline laying underground. 10,500 inch kilometer. This has certainly enabled us to fast-track the development of a last-mile connectivity, which will then help to set up more and more online CNG station, provide PNG connections to the large number of homes, commercial consumers, and industrial. And this actually will boost the PNG and CNG ecosystem. Also, out of 15 geographical areas which were awarded to us in 9th and 10th round, in 11 geographical areas, we have completed mini work program not only for FY 23, but also for FY 24. On the CNG front, during this 9 months period, we have added 48 new CNG stations, which has taken our tally to 382. 382 CNG station includes 74 stations which are on CODO, company owned, dealer operated, and DODO, dealer owned, dealer operated model, which is a thrust which we have been always placing to improve the quality of a CNG station formats. If I add 238 stations which have been now set up by our JV company IOGPL, which is along with our Indian Oil Corporation in 19 geographical area, our footprint across the India now is there for 610 CNG stations. Again, on the CNG front, out of the 15 GA rounds which we got from PNGRB in 9th and 10th round, in 14 geographical area, we have completed our minimum work program commitment, not only for FY 23, but also for FY 24. This certainly, in our view, will encourage the automotive OEMs to not only develop, but also promote newer model and also encourage to their consumers to buy the CNG vehicles. We also believe that this ecosystem development efforts which we have taken will motivate, encourage, and promote the consumers to go for a CNG vehicle and convert their existing vehicle by the new vehicle, because now there is a convenience of CNG available in almost every strategic locations in every geographical area. On the home PNG, that's our thrust area. We have added 92,000 new homes during this 9 months period on piped gas. So as on December 31st, 2022, 6,56,000 consumers in total are enjoying the convenience of PNG on directly in their kitchens across all geographical areas. You also know our thrust, which we put on our anchor commercial and industrial consumers, hotels, restaurants, SSIs, and the MSME industries. During this 9 months period, we have added 614 new industrial and commercial consumers, which has taken our total industrial commercial consumer base to 6,290. This is a very this gives us a good anchoring for the good volume growth in future as the price moderations we start seeing further. On an overall basis, in 9 months period, despite the challenges which you all are aware, since all of you are tracking this sector, there has been a significant input price pressure because of this geopolitical issue. Despite all these challenges, ATGL has been able to maintain the double-digit growth of a 10% volume growth during the 9 months period vis-a-vis the corresponding period of a 9 months of the previous year. We do expect, and we are seeing some moderation in the prices because of the good storage in the Europe, relatively lesser severe winter with what we are seeing it, and then increase in the domestic production which is coming either on HPHT and otherwise side. So we are expecting that these all developments and also increased allocation of APM gas, which is what we expect, acceptance finally of the Kirit Parikh committee by the Government of India, would certainly be enabler for us to boost the PNG and CNG ecosystem and give volume booster in the coming quarters. Let me now give you highlights of the financial performance of the company. On the 9 months period, April to December, our revenue were 3,486 crore, up by 63% as compared to corresponding period of 9 months of FY22. EBITDA increased to 702 crore as compared to 673 crores of FY22 for corresponding 9 months period. Profit before tax was 574 crore and profit after tax was 426 crores for the 9 months period. On the quarterly numbers for a Q3, October to December, our revenue was 1186 crore, up by 26% as compared to Q3 FY22.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay connected while we connect the management team back on the call. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. So my apologies. I think there was some connectivity issue on the telephone line. I hope that you heard me last. I am repeating on quarterly numbers. If there is anything missed from our side, please do ask. We will repeat it again. So on the quarterly side, as I was saying, our revenue for the Q3, October to December FY23 was 1186 crore, 1186 crore, which is up by 26% as compared to Q3 FY22. EBITDA grew by 13% at INR 238 crore as compared to INR 211 crore of a Q3 FY22. Profit before tax for this quarter, October December, was 201 crore and profit after tax 148 crore. Profit before tax grew by 14%. Profit after tax has grown by 13%. You are all tracking the sector and you are also being seeing our numbers on quarter and quarter basis. I would like to give you some brief on some of the ratios. Our balance sheet is healthy. We have a debt equity ratio at 0.4x, and the net debt to EBITDA on an annualized basis is also healthy at 0.93, debt equity 0.4, and net debt to EBITDA annualized at 0.93x. Our return ratio are also quite healthy at about 20%, and we hope to maintain and continue the similar ratios in future. That is helping us to continue our growth plan on infrastructure development on a fast track basis. Also, you are aware that recently we have set up two SPVs, one on e-mobility to take the full benefit of this new opportunity which is emerging in India, and another on the biomass side, the CBG and the organic fertilizers, etc. So I am pleased to inform you all that in a shorter period of a time, while a lot of work has been done on project planning, selection of a site, identification of a B2B partnership, in a shorter period of a time, we have already started 32 charge points at 14 locations, including some of the hub where we have close to 20-21 charging points at one place itself. So the 32 charge points have started across various strategic locations in India, and we hope to see a major growth in setting up of more and more charge points and more B2B partnership in the near future on EV front. It's areas of thrust from our side besides giving complete focus on CGD areas. On the biomass side, we have now commenced the construction work on the India's largest biomass project at Barsana. This is the site location close to Mathura in the northern parts of India. The EPC work has started, and we hope to see much more mobilization of labor and the equipments in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And our expectation is that we will commission phase one of this plant in financial year 23-24. So that's the highlights on CGD, EV, bio, 9 months and quarterly. And I may just touch that on the ESG front as well, ATGL received the ESG Initiative of the Year Award from ET Energy World Annual Gas Conclave for the activity which our company is doing under the unique initiative of Greenmosphere, which is the initiative to create a low-carbon society. And this good work plus several other initiatives on ESG is going on a fast-track basis. So there is a significant trust from our board of directors. There are a lot of policies and compliances processes are getting approved, and all those are being put in place. You are aware that ATGL is been continuously working on providing state-of-art customers' experience. So on that front, we have been continuously delivering the digital tools through our mobile app, My Adani Gas, or through our website. So during this period, we have delivered now a complete state-of-art My Adani Gas app where customers can take the online registration of a new connection at their home, 100% online name transfer if you have been selling the property or there is some demise in the family from a owner to the legal heir, we can do all on an online basis. Similarly, online refund is possible. Complete bouquet of service from billing to query management, all is on the mobile app. Also, the unique feature is this also provides multiple Indian languages. You can interact on English, in English, Hindi, Gujarati, and many more languages are being developed. Similarly, we have launched State of Art, very smart IVR, multiple languages, which is the first of its kind in India that a CGD company has launched. We hope to bring many more services to ensure that this whole the role of a customer care, which a B2C company does, is transformed to customer delight. So from a care to delight transformation journey has been undertaken by ATGL. And in the next couple of quarters, we hope to see a major transformation taking place on care to delight on the front of our customer services. I would like to acknowledge and be thankful for the continued support and the role played by our shareholders, consumers, dealers, suppliers, business partners, all investors, analysts, and stakeholders who are associated with Adani Total Gas for their trust and journey. Ahead is going to be much more exciting and successful. Thank you very much once again for participating in this call.
So we can open the floor for the Q&A.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from Kirtan Mehta from Bob Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving this opportunity. Couple of questions from my side. We understand that post notification by government on prioritizing HPHT, prioritizing CGD for allocation of HPHT gas on e-auction, some of the CGD companies have received 100% allocation of to replace the any of the spot gas requirement. Would you share how exactly it has been in case of the Adani gas? Are we getting more allocation out of the HPHT to bridge the shortfall in the APM?
Yeah, so I think, Kirtan, I'm very happy that you are keeping track of these latest development as well. This is another initiative which government has taken to make sure that CGDs are provided affordable priced gas for even the shortfall which happens from APM or for the period, even if government gives us 100% gas under no-cut category, in the APM price, there is a shortfall which could arise because of the growth which is happening during the quarter, because the numbers are changing in the quarter. So now the HPHT gas, which is on a higher ceiling basis, there has been a notification of the government which has actually brought the allocation sequence. So the first sequence is for a CNG and domestic PNG for CGD entity, then goes to fertilizer, then goes to LPG, and then goes to power, and then it is available to everyone on a proportionate basis. So this has certainly, as you stated rightly and you have understood it correctly, the first requirement, since the allocation, the volume which is coming is significantly higher, as compared to what all CGDs would require at the initial stage, as we grow, our volumes will grow. And this is towards the shortfall of from APM or the growth side. So we have also been the benefited in the same manner. This higher ceiling price gas is now being made available to us, of course, during the through the bidding only, but it is being made available to us. And we have received our requirement in the last bidding round under this ceiling part, the shortfall part. We have also received, and we have been the benefited of this new policy of the government.
Thanks for sort of clarifying this. One follow-up on the same, basically, this is applicable in the e-auction where the bidding happens at the cutoff price. But could this also be extended to some of the contracts which will come out for bidding from Reliance and ONGC? If there is no sort of the ceiling price, if the ceiling price concept is dropped from the bidding, would CGD be able to get allocation out of that? Is it possible to drop the ceiling price clause from the new auctions for the new gas coming out of the Reliance or ONGC?
You see, when the fields are awarded, at that point of a time, you get the classification, or the DGS does the classification of the field basis the complexities, that this is a high pressure, high temperature field or not. Once that field falls under HT-HP, the current regime suggest there is a ceiling under the PSC itself, the government has prescribed. There is a computation methodology of the ceiling part. And then there is an APM gas for the nominated ONGC field. The remaining fields, which are not falling either a nominated field of APM or HTHP, it becomes the open fields where DGH has a process of discovering the price through a bidding, and that could be available on the, you know, the bidding methodology of who bids the highest, who bids the best, basically bidding parameters. There could be a tenure as a dynamic parameter, there is a pricing as a dynamic parameter. So I think what we are seeing, this notification is applicable on HTHP. While, you know, all of we have read that Kirat Parikh provides report, provides some guidelines on, you know, this HTHP get also getting as an, a complete freedom of the pricing part. But that we need to see. That period is yet to come. What are the circumstances around that period of a time? But today we don't see ceiling going away from this HTHP gas or the APM gas. Because government thrust is what? Government thrust is to give major boost to CGD sector. And that's the reason government has done Kirat Parikh Commission. Then they have brought new notification on giving CNG, PNG as a first priority even from the higher ceiling gas. So I think we are quite, you know, appreciative of the government's process, what they have done, and we are taking the benefit to provide the price benefits to the end consumers as well.
Thank you. Couple of more questions, if I'm me, or yes. Should I come back in the queue?
You take one more question, and because your questions must be benefiting others as well, so we need somebody who keep asking a lot of questions.
Sure. In terms of the sort of the CNG prices have remained high through the tenure. So does it have any impact on the CNG vehicle conversions that you are seeing? Can you sort of give us the trend of quarterly vehicle conversions this quarter versus sort of the a quarter ago and a year ago?
Yeah, I think it's a mixed part. I would say while when you see our number, when you analyze IR presentation, etc. has been given, there is a good growth in the CNG volume. But that we need to see in terms of the number of stations we have added. So if you ask us, yes, the high gas prices to some extent has dampened the conversion of the CNG vehicle. The way we used to see the tempo of people getting motivated to convert the vehicle, there used to be a rush on conversion. That kind of a things have moderated down, but I think people have now seen that there is going to be further moderation of a price once the Kirat Parikh report comes into effect after the government approval. I think people are keeping the faith in this CNG vehicle process. There is some temporary, as I said, you asked, is the dampening is there on the conversion side. But if you see the OEM data from Maruti and others, you would find, in fact, the number of vehicle, new vehicles sold in CNG is highest ever this year. So conversion could be slightly lesser, but the number of vehicles sold has come out very well from OEM. So overall, I think we are still seeing a good growth. The contributory part, I would say, while prices are slightly higher, but the infrastructure which has got developed and which has provided the convenience to the consumers, I think has added the motivation to the consumers to go for a CNG.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Yogesh Patil from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Congratulations for the good set of numbers, especially in a higher input gas price scenario, your company posted a better EBITDA margin. First question related to volume. Dip in PNG volumes, any specific reason?
Yeah, so Yogesh, I think first of all, again, I'm happy that you are the, you know, regular participant of our call. So keep asking good, tough questions from us, like the way you ask now. Because it helps us, the people who have been regularly participating. See, the PNG part is the, our volumes have slightly declined in this quarter also, in the last 9 months period also, on the industrial side. If you see out of the four segment, there has been a very good growth on CNG side, on home PNG, and on commercial has been excellent growth. Industry consumers, because of the input gas prices which have gone up, whatever we could do from our side in calibrating the prices is still as a constraint we need to pass through these high prices, which actually made it little difficult for industrial consumers because the alternate fuel prices of the fuel oil, even the propane, the LPG, LSHS, some even the biomass being used by the people, brought the pressure on us on the volume side. We have been working with the consumers. Many consumers have either using partly or some people have moved out, but they are also looking forward. It is not the complete loss of faith. They are looking forward to return as early as possible once price moderation happens. And this we are seeing now. There is a price moderation which we are seeing in our portfolio. We hope to bring these volume back. How much will come, we'll see in this month, March in the next quarter when we report to you. But yes, there is a volume loss on industrial consumer side because of the the premium which their customers have to pay for using natural gas vis-a-vis the alternate fuel which they are using it. So that's the response which I would say. I hope if you have any supplementary question, please ask.
Let me continue with the same part. Now, as you mentioned that the PNG industrial prices or input gas of cost for the PNG industrial prices are coming down, so you must be moderating your PNG industrial prices. At the same time, what we are seeing, the alternate fuel prices like the LPG and the propane are also rising. So how the response you are seeing from the PNG industrial consumers, whether they want to come back or do you think that they have already set up the LPG consumption infrastructure at that gate and they can switch at any point of time when there would be an opportunity. So the question is quite simple. What is the current trend going forward as the future prices are indicating from the Saudi side that are already gone up? I mean, at least for the March month, it would be in the range of $750 per ton for the propane. And even for the April, it is also suggesting close to $700 per ton. So what kind of a response you are getting, that the consumers are coming back or they will hold for a certain period and then they will come back?
So Yogesh, this is the benefit of attending multiple investors calls of different companies, that you are also having full understanding of alternate fuels. And that's a very good thing. No, I think that's our analysis also. Our gas sourcing team and the business development team have a similar understanding. And from 1st March, we do expect, I think, prices of alternate fuel going up, in particular LPG and propane. And I'm sure even FO is going up. So that we are seeing already the interest which is coming back from our consumers. As I said to you, that faith has not been lost. Still, the faith is there. People have desire to use natural gas because once you use natural gas, you used to become the kind of an hygiene and the efficiency and the, you know, kind of a quality which you produce. People want to come back as the earliest. So you are absolutely right. Once this prices, one is that we will be moderating some prices, which we are already doing it. We are also coming out with certain marketing intervention on providing carbon footprint incentives to the industrial consumers above certain volume. So whatever our BD team could do, they are also doing in talking and discussion with the consumers. At the same time, this price of the alternate fuel going up will certainly boost volume. This is what is our expectation. And currently, our BD team, in fact, is doing a very deep dive assessment of which consumers could be brought in very quickly. So we are also expecting a good volume booster sometime, maybe coming fortnight or going forward in the March onwards, there would be good booster. Because the two steps, our moderation, alternate fuel price going up, the gap will be bridged significantly. So you are absolutely right on that front.
Yeah, sir. If possible, if you provide a PNG volume breakup in terms of domestic, commercial and industrial.
Yeah. We is there in the number? I think
it's not there in the number.
But I will give it to you the number, sir.
Yogesh, in terms of our overall numbers, our breakup this time in the quarter is about 60% plus on CNG, while close to 38-39% was PNG. Within that, 70% is industrial, 22% is domestic, and the balance is commercial. This, of course, as you are aware, this breakup, you know, hovers anywhere from CNG to PNG, it hovers anywhere between 55-60%, and the balance being on PNG. And industrial, of course, all along has been dominating to close to 70-75%.
Okay. So, sir, next question is again related to input cost of gas. So, on the sequential basis, the input cost of a gas has hardly gone up, despite 40% APM gas price hike in October 2022. Any reason?
Hello? Could you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So, sir, my question is input cost of a gas, first of all. So, if we see the sequentially, the input cost of a gas has hardly gone up. However, we have seen the 40% jump in APM gas prices during October 2022. So, any specific reason?
Which number, our number you are referring?
Yes, sir. Your number, Sandeep. So, let me tell you in detail. So, Q2 FY23 overall cost of gas in rupees per SCM is 40.6. However, in Q3, the number hardly inch up to the 41.7.
Okay.
So my question is simple. The input cost of a gas hardly gone up by rupees 1 per SCM, but if we see the APM gas prices gone up by 40%.
But you need to see that when you get the APM price you are seeing, it is not this price which has been reflected. Rahul will be giving you more detail, but it's not alone pure APM price. This is actually a blended price finally for the customers which we are catering, which will also include, when we were not getting this high ceiling price, was also including the RLNG which we need to bridge. And that RLNG will be some on a small spot and some will be coming from our other portfolio. So that will add up to the cost, because there was last time, I think there was an 11% shortfall, or last time was a 6% shortfall. And this time is, last time was shortfall was? Shortfall kitna?
6%.
This time shortfall is 11%. So that, but the bridges being happening is through other domestic gas. So I think these dynamics will work in our cost computation of the prices on a weighted average unit comes in. When you are seeing that 8.57 has remained $8.57, but allocation percentage have changed, the bridging mechanism has changed from RLNG to perhaps some RLNG and some domestic gas. So all this will bring the coincidentally prices of related costs have come to the similar point. Is it Rahul?
If you recollect Yogesh, I think you know, and when we have been reporting, even you know the APM shortfall that was happening in the earlier quarters. If you go back, you know, to our numbers of March 22 and then move to June, September subsequently, our APM shortfall at one point of time, that time we reported was almost close to 23%. So that APM shortfall which was being bridged in a manner, you know, has been substituted by now APM, with APM allocation being much higher, which was short by 6 to 11% in the last two quarters, but at that expensive price. Rahul, would you like to add anything?
Just one last thing. When we look at this quarter, then the bridging gas, which is RLNG, there was a very different price in this quarter as well as when you look at the last quarter. In this winter, the RLNG costs were fairly tempered, whereas in the last winter, they were fairly high. So that was also a factor which acted upon the overall gas cost.
No. Sir, so the bottom line question is very simple. What was your Q2 priority segment cost, input cost of gas versus Q3? So I think that will give me provide me a clear cut answer, if possible.
Rahul will give you the answer.
Yeah, we'll get back to you on that.
You be there. I think he's just going to give the response.
Sure, sir. And the last question from my side, as you mentioned that the CNG vehicle additions are still at a good run rate. But just wanted to know from your side, can you please throw some light on the conversion of commercial vehicles to the CNG or additions? And if you give us idea about the conversion cost of commercial diesel vehicle to the CNG. So any thoughts from your side?
Yogesh is asking you some idea on the conversion of commercial vehicle on CNG.
Conversion of commercial vehicles on CNG.
Yeah.
As Suresh ji mentioned, there has been a slight tempering for the last few months, you know, compared to about a year back. But we are seeing a lot of, you know, activity in the market, a lot of keen interest, and we have launched various incentive and marketing schemes. So we are, you know, very hopeful that as soon as the Kirit Parikh committee gets implemented, we would see a very interesting and, you know, traction going forward that we saw almost about a year back.
He's asking, okay, any idea on conversion cost?
Conversion cost
of commercial vehicle.
Generally, commercial vehicles are, you know, not converted so much. You know, it's the OEM vehicles which are more used for CNG.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, sir. That was really helpful.
Thank you, Rogesh.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Harsh Maru from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, please. Yeah, Harsh, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. My first question would be on the performance of IOAGPL for the quarter. So if you could throw some light on why the share of JV was like dropped significantly to about 2 crores versus about 20 crores quarter back.
Yes. Parag, you want to answer?
So, first, thank you for taking this up. IOGPL during the second quarter had also, made a marginal profit as far as selling of its gas was concerned. And to that extent, that was being reported in the quarter of September, which in the course of December has not, similarly been reported. And hence you see a drop as far as the December quarter numbers are concerned compared to the September quarter. As far as in terms of its volumes are concerned, its volumes have continued to grow. Purely from a volume perspective, from a quarter to quarter comparison, the volumes have actually, grown significantly to almost 25%. While in the immediate preceding quarter to the succeeding quarter, it has grown by 3%.
Okay, thank you for that. And just one more question on the finance cost. So there's a sharp decline in finance cost on a sequential basis and also on a year-on-year basis. So any thoughts on that?
Yes, Parag.
So if you look at the nine-month costs, continue to be a little bit on parity. In fact, they are slightly higher. As far as particularly the quarter is concerned, some of the loans that we have been procuring from time to time, some of those are being used, for CapEx. And since they have been used for CapEx, the equivalent interest component has been capitalized. But on an overall position, as far as the debt is concerned, overall debt stands at close to 955 crore as far as ATGL is concerned.
Okay. Right. And what would be the cash balance as of December?
Cash balance as of December will be close to 383.
Thank you so much. If I may, just one last question. What are the kind of CNG station additions that you are planning in FY24?
CNG station?
Yeah.
So I think, as I stated in my opening remarks, that there is a thrust on developing CNG station. Of course, the strategy which we have developed is now we are improving the quality of the format. More and more DODO station will be added. Some very strategic location, we could add CODO station.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay connected while we connect the management team back on the call. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome the management team back. Please go ahead, sir.
So, Harsh, I was saying that, that the whole, our strategy which has been stated that we always accelerate CNG station setup to make sure that there is an ecosystem development. We take a first move rather than a customer takes a first move. So similarly now, as we did in 9th and 10th round, and we see the benefit of coming now, everywhere you go, volumes are ramping up. As the price moderation comes, volume is expected to significantly go up in all stations. So 9th and 10th round, significant CNG station spread has been done. But even in those geographical area and in our existing Ahmedabad, Faridabad, Khurja geographical areas, we always are looking for the white spaces, which are the gaps which are there, which we could still bridge. And we have all those information and we are trying to bring Dodo stations. Generally, if there is a significant gap and we are losing the volume, we bring the Colo also there. So the priority in the existing GA, 9th, 10th round GA, it will be Dodo driven. Colo bridging the gap when the Dodo is, we are finding it going to take longer time. 11th round will be the Colo driven. And you would be seeing a quite of a good thrust. The numbers are we are getting finalized for FY24 now. But the thrust will continue the way we had done the thrust in the FY22-23. We have added 48 and you will see significant numbers coming in by March also.
Thank you so much, sir, and the very best.
Thank you, Ji. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have a question from Varadarajan Sivasankaran from Antique Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking the question, sir. I kind of missed the number of outlets you added during the quarter and in the 9 months between standalone as well as the JV.
So we have added 48 CNG station during the 9 months period and 15 station during the last quarter, Q3. The key part which I would like to bring to your notice is that, as I have been stating again and again, the quality. I think now the 74 stations are under CODO and DODO format in 9 months period, which is on December 31st. Out of 380, December 31st, 22, we have 382 stations, 74 stations are a CODO and DODO. On the IGPL front, we have added only 22 stations in the 9 months period and 10 stations in the last quarter, Q3. And they have total 238 stations and put together it will be 610 stations.
As far as this industrial distribution is concerned, if you can give us the source of gas which you are currently looking at working with, sir.
The source of gas, the way it would be, actually, there will be multiple. There will be the, as we have been stating in every invest call, we have the you know, strategy to keep building the portfolio. So we have source, which would be RLNG, which we purchase under different contract, different terms, different indexes. Some contract index could be JCC, some places Brent, some places HH as well as the contract is available. We have also been bidding in IGX or on a bilateral basis been buying the domestic gas. So the source of gas for CNG and PNG home is certainly APM gas and now HPHT higher ceiling gas was our bridging the gap of a shortfall. But for non-CNG and PNG, is always multi-sources. We keep making, building the portfolio so that there is the you know, weighted average cost is managed well to provide the good price to the end consumer. And it will continuously, the we will be continuously building that. The tenure is not same, tenure could be different, the source is different, the quantity volumes also are different, take or pay obligations are different. And this is what any company will do, building a good mix of a portfolio for gas.
That's right. If you can disclose us any kind of a long-term contract you currently have, long and mid-term, what is the quantum? Pricing obviously will vary, but if you have the quantum, you can disclose.
So we currently, in fact, are looking for a good window to see whether we could do some portion of a volume and bring this long-term content in our portfolio. Currently, we do not have a long-term content in our portfolio. We have a short-term spot and a mid-term contracts, but we hope to see. Currently, of course, is a high-price trajectory. For a CGD entity, it is certainly not advisable to venture on the long-term right now. But we are hoping that sooner we would get a window, and in fact, also we may get a very good opportunity, maybe in a domestic gas as it's continuously increasing. So it's going to be a good opportunities for CGD once the price moderations happens. So currently we don't hold long-term. We wish to hold.
It's possible if we can disclose the mid-term and the short-term only.
Rahul Gandhiya is
the contact only. Yes, sir.
Rahul will give you.
Yeah. we just have sort of one long-term contract, which is a five-year contract.
Okay, you have one contract.
Yeah, we have one long five-year contract,
correct.
Which is for about 150,000 cubic meters. All the other contracts that we have would be about within a year.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord, sir.
Thank you, Ji. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Vadrajan.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Sudeep Anand from Haitang Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah, good evening, sir. This is Sudeep from Systematic. So, and many congratulations for a good set of numbers, sir. So, just one query. So, despite the higher gas prices, we have actually we are able to maintain our gross margin. So, if government implements your case party committee recommendation, if gas prices comes down, and with the falling spot LNG prices, how do you see margin panning over in FY24-25?
You see, Sudeep, if you see my opening remarks and every call which we have had, we have always said our goal is broad-basing consumer base, increasing volume is the first target of ATGL, and then looking at calibrated approach on the margin. So if tomorrow government is coming out with the Kirit Parikh report, we need to see final print of that report or the moderation of prices. I think as a responsible utility and an entity and a JV of two very large conglomerate, we would be looking forward to see how do we benefit end consumers, how do we bring more new consumers, how do we bring more lost volume to our side. Margin, of course, overall, absolute terms, our margins, EBITDA, etc., go up. Margin per SCM, we could be maintaining or slightly up and down, absolutely fine. But our focus and thrust is broad-basing numbers as much as we could do. That's the reason you see we added 92,000 homes. We have added 614 industrial commercial consumers. That's the thrust area we are adding. We are adding CNG stations. We are giving a lot of marketing intervention on convergence, that if you convert the vehicle, we give you some capital subsidy from our side. So ATGL strategy is fully in place, that margins will be similar or slightly, we could, you know, we'll, on a continuous basis management, we keep discussing. But the focus is benefiting end consumer.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you so much. And all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, I repeat, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad.
Yeah, if there are no further questions, we can conclude the call.
There are no further questions, sir.
Yeah, so Tushar, we can conclude the call, I think.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bhaiya. Thank you, Tushar.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Dur Sabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good day, everyone.